Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. You know, when I talk to friends and acquaintances that are living on the North Shore, I oftentimes hear about the educational opportunities available there and how much they like the educational system on the North Shore. So we are joined by Lacey Osborne, president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, to talk to us about one of the these features of living on the North Shore, education. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Newell.
Well, first let me say have a great Thanksgiving holiday week, and we appreciate you joining us. So tell us what's going on in the North Shore and you know, the reaction that I get from people. What's driving that?
Well, we are truly blessed to have outstanding public schools and as well as a growing number of private and parochial schools. On top of that, we have higher education offerings now earning respect and recognition as well. Southeastern University is celebrating their centennial year this year, and North Shore Technical and Community College is just bursting at the seams with their enrollment.
And that's encouraging to hear, because enrollment, for the most part, across the country is down, right?
Well, I'm not sure national statistics, but I do know that community college systems have are earning the respect they deserve. And this is causing an increase in their enrollment. And, of course, they also have dual programs where you can be in high school and yet get some credit at the technical or university. So that's a new thing.
Yeah. So when you before we talk about elementary and high school education, let's talk about that vocational education that's available there. North Shore Technical, you just talked about the successes they're having in enrollment. How about their programs? Are their programs growing in number as well?
Yes, and it's very focused on what job opportunities there are in our region. So I know our hospitals, for sure, they have increased their nursing and healthcare training, oil and gas training. And we had our Business Appreciation Award luncheon last week, which is always fun. And we give awards. Everybody likes awards and recognition. And our technical college actually won our technology award for all their use of the various forms of technology.
And obviously the business community is pleased with these outcomes, because it makes their job easier when it comes to recruitment. When we talked about energy over there. I know that Chevron actually moved their headquarters to the North Shore, and I'm sure that they've played a major role in a lot of that development there.
Yes, we are very fortunate that Chevron is one of our leading businesses. It's top of mind right now because of these awards we gave last week. We also have Global Star, which is the satellite way up in the sky that connects us, and they won one of our awards as well. But I think what's really changed is the communication between the employers and the educators and our economic development group, St. Tammany Corporation. I know you had our new CEO on the show earlier this week. I was glad to catch him, and the port director. So the communication and workforce development is overdue and working very well.
So let's talk about Southeastern. I've had the opportunity to talk to folks at Southeastern as well. They seem to be really growing in numbers and expanding their offerings too, and that's encouraging as well.
Yes, they're the third largest university in enrollment now. And, of course, Dr. William Wainwright, we are so proud of him and grateful for the innovation that he's bringing to Southeastern. And every high school graduate that heads that way loves it. They love it. So I have grandchildren. I have a high school senior going. We're not sure where he's going, but other coworkers and friends with kids, I think it's just at a new level. You don't have to go to LSU. You don't have to. You can stay right here. And, of course, their enrollment numbers, the largest parish is St. Tammany.
Yeah. Let's pivot to elementary school. You know, on the South Shore, I guess the primary consideration is whether one can afford to send their kids to private or parochial schools. Is that the same thought process that goes on the North Shore?
I don't think so. Back to my grandchildren. I have two boys in high school. One goes to St. Paul's and the other goes to Mandeville High. So it's parents are fortunate to have the choice of excellent public schools or excellent private or parochial schools. The public schools, though, rank among the top performing districts in the region and the state. And of course, I heard Cade Brumley on WWL News this morning, and I also heard him speak last week. There's so many good things happening in our state in education. The rankings are going up, and on the North Shore, I remember when I first moved over here, hearing some people would move over to the North Shore to put their kids in the public school system, and then they might move back to the South Shore. So my grandchildren that are in the public school system, and they are thriving, and the parents love the schools for the most part. You're going to always hear some people that don't, but they are getting a great education.
When we talk about growth in St. Tammany, and I know you kind of keep your finger on the pulse, you know, out migration versus in migration. Obviously, on the South Shore, we have had, in New Orleans in particular, some of the highest shrinking numbers, and then in the metro area, some shrinking numbers as well. Overall, what's the experience been on the North Shore?
Still growing. Our population last count was 275,000, and that is just St. Tammany. But Washington Parish, Tangi, and Livingston is considered North Shore as well. You know, we talk politics and elections, and that I-12 corridor is the largest voting block in the state. So we get a lot of attention in statewide elections because of that. It's not stopping. The affordable housing is an issue. Our parish council is just completed. They haven't released the results yet, but they've just completed a housing study. And our I-12 corridor has been widened. And it's made such a difference in people's lives, the people that live here. And it was announced that it's going to continue from I-59 towards Slidell and from 1077 towards Tangipahoa. So you hear a lot about traffic and our infrastructure not keeping up. But as I said earlier, there's a lot of good news happening right now in with insurance and Tim Temple and his efforts and in our education across the board in the state. So I'm really pleased. Again, there's not all good news, but there is a lot of good things happening in education. I want to mention for sure our latest news includes a new healthcare and STEM Discovery Center that's going to offer students hands-on learning in high-demand career fields to prepare them for college and career success. So this is a St. Tammany School Board, but they are certainly in partnership with the hospitals, again, the Southeastern and North Shore Technical College.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, that's I love those experiential learning programs that are being developed, especially in collaboration with public and private folks coming together and creating these initiatives and moving forward with it, because it seems to me the outcomes are just phenomenal.
It is, and you don't hear much complaint about that. Our ACT scores are above average. We exceed state and national averages. So it's, you know, it's very positive. So I think if we can stay on track, I also want to give a shout out to our school board members. You know, running for office is a challenge. Being in office is a challenge. And I think we have some cooperative, collaborative-minded members of that board, and the staff they work together. They do the right thing. I said this week, you can get a lot done when you don't care who gets credit, and I think that is happening in our school system.
Yeah, no, it's always nice to see where people are kind of pulling in the same direction, right? You know, and the achievements start to stack up one after the other after the other. And then you have the independent third-party evaluations that are going on, these tests, the test results and everything that's validating what you actually, what it feels like and what it looks like day to day. And congratulations to the great news on the North Shore and the hard work that's being done there. And thank you so much for joining us today. We surely appreciate it, and we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving week.
Same to you.
All righty. That's Lacey Osborne, President, St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce, talking about education on the North Shore. Things are a little different. Things are improving, though, here. Seem to be improving in almost every sector of the state of Louisiana, as Cade Brumley continues to report out advances on so many different fronts, and that is a good thing. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. Go to the talk lines when we return. Give us a shout. Talk about anything you want. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.